So there's a few matters arising. There are not actually very many. So Elaine had put an article on the community website about dog fouling. And Lorraine, Karen and others were to look to get some signs produced by the kids.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of work in progress at the moment because we only have a certain amount of kids who will be able to do that. And is it okay just to, once we get them and laminate them, just to take them down to the park and hang them up somewhere? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to be too formal about these things.
That's fine. We've put out more dispensers, put out more signs on them and filling them up as quickly as we can. But there seems to be a few, certainly the ones at the caravan site, that you fill them up one day and the next day it's completely empty again, which is great if people were actually using them. That's the whole purpose of it. But yeah, I think people just tend to help themselves to the supply. So we did put a thing on Facebook asking for donations. We're happy to take the kids out and do it and refill them. But we asked if anybody had any spare ones that we could have donated. So we've had quite a good response to that, actually, and we'll just keep filling up the dispensers where we can. But yeah, there is a few of them that just get emptied on a daily basis.
I have some for you, Lorraine. I meant to hand them over, but
thank
I will.
You. That's fine. Great.
So I wrote in support of the plan application for the water station in the square. And we had this discussion about the private application. I haven't heard anything more about that, so I don't think there's anything we can do about that. We had a discussion about parking in the square, especially in the disabled spaces. I know Norma, so there was a bit went up on Heartland Radio, which actually sounded okay. And Norma has invited the traffic wardens up to at a certain time to try and help get on top of that.
They've been up a lot. They've been up quite a few days, even this past week, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's also a disabled day in under the arch of the Lower Berks that somebody has abandoned a car that's broken down. And the disabled bay under the, you know, down there. So Norma's aware of that as well. Some days came to me with it, so.
Where's that, Val? Sorry?
Just in the Lower Berks, you know, just under the archway.
Uh-huh.
There's a disabled parking space there, but somebody's car's broken down and they've abandoned it there. So.
Okay, I think that's all we can do with that.
Just on the square, I have requested the disabled sign for the disabled bay specifically to go on the.
There's two of them.
The metal post. Two what?
Two parking bays.
Aye, there's only one disabled one, though.
No, there's two.
Yeah. Yeah, the one to the right, or well, as you look from the road, is a standard bay. The one to the left is a larger accessible.
Are you telling
bay.
Me there's only one disabled parking bay in the square?
Pretty sure that's the case, Val. I'll go back and look at the photograph I took, but I'm sure it's the one on the left-hand side.
That is rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
If you look at the sign, there's an arrow which points to the left, or which I think says disabled, and to the right, which says a P for parking, I think. But when you're speaking,
I'll
look at the photo I took.
I thought they were both disabled.
I always thought they were both disabled.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, carry on, Victor, and I'll look at the photo and double check it, which I sent in. But I've asked them to give us a disabled sign for on the stainless steel post at sort of eye level, if you want to put that when you're driving in, as opposed to up the pole. So
I think that's the whole problem, is that it's not very clear, probably to. Yeah. Disabled drivers and regular drivers, that's maybe not very obvious.
I am quite sure, Lorraine, that the majority of people who park in the bay know fine it's disabled.
Oh, yeah.
That there may be a few who don't understand it, but yeah. I think the majority of offenders are quite well aware.
Can I mention that scaffolding in the square at the moment, it seems to be abandoned, nobody using it? Is that
above Toffs?
Yeah, so it's obviously been there for some time and they were working at it early on. But
I'm not familiar why it's there, whether it's council, you know, contract or not. I can ask and see, Victor.
To me, it gives a bad look to the square at the moment. I don't mind it being there if it's been used to do work.
Yeah.
I don't see much evidence of that.
I'm not sure what the purpose of it was initially, but I'll see if we knew anything about it.
Okay, so I think that's everything in our Matters Arising in Minutes.